Two. Oh, just kidding. I pressed it. Okay, we're here. Hi.
Welcome back to the podcast. Times, maybe not named that soon. Maybe this will be our
Maybe
last Zoom episode. We don't know.
we
All right.
just, yeah, we made the announcements in the last episode. Now I don't really feel like re-explaining it.
Soldier.
We're definitely wearing the same clothes, maybe. This is a different day, though.
No, it's a different day.
Yeah. So we just talked about WandaVision, and we have to catch up on all the Marvel shows because Loki's out. So we gotta pound these out, get them out of the way. So we are on Falcon Winter Soldier, and we're just gonna do a whole show review. Probably be longer than our show reviews because we normally just do individual episodes. It'll probably be like a 40-minute video. Yeah. So let's get into it. Probably. Yeah.
All right. Falcon Winter Soldier. I didn't like it as much as WandaVision, I don't think, but it's close. But it was not disappointing. And I don't know if that's because I was coming off WandaVision or because I set low expectations for it, but it served its purpose for me. There are things I didn't like and there are things that I liked, but it was satisfying. So it was like this the whole time. It didn't go.
Yeah. Well, okay. I think it was pretty solid from the beginning. Yeah. Well, I mean, there was things I didn't like about it from like the beginning, but then the ending kind of like fell off. I don't know. It. Yeah. I think I like it a little better in WandaVision just because I don't know the finale really ruined WandaVision for me. Like,
Yeah.
I can't even look at the show the same. And like the finale for this show, it was fine. It just got into that. Like, I feel like I didn't even realize when I pressed, like I knew it was the last episode, obviously, watching it. But I was just like, oh yeah, like we're like done. Like we're like on the final fight. It just felt really sudden
I know.
for me at least. Yeah, I don't know.
It did. This one felt even less episodic than WandaVision. Like we talked about
Yeah.
how like choppy, like this was definitely just like they filmed six
The
hours of
movie. It was just like even before that we started the podcast, I was just like, I don't remember the episodes. Like I had to
Yeah.
I think I remember what kind of what happened, but it was just like one big action sequence thing.
So
Yeah.
we'll start with things that we liked, and I'll start with episode one. Just a quick little recap. It starts with Falcon flying through canyon, whatever, trying to chase down the Russian
I
dude from.
thought that scene was so cool. I was
Yeah.
like, this is a cool action scene. And
Yeah.
then no more.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
The rest of that episode, that was a cool scene, but the bad thing with starting with such an action-packed high like that is like the rest of it just felt so slow. And
Yeah. Yeah, the episode's kind of
the
boring.
good
I'm
part,
not gonna lie.
the good plot, okay, Bucky, it is literally Falcon featuring the Winter Soldier.
I know,
And
it
it should not
sucks.
be more Bucky than Winter Soldier, or that more Bucky than Falcon, but it should be Falcon Winter Soldier. It should be mutual. There,
Yeah.
yeah, Bucky was criminally underused, and he has been in the entire MCU. And I
Just
finally
the
got to
whole, yeah. People are trying to argue that he isn't. It's like he was in, he had like his movie, like Captain America and the Winter Soldier, right? Like that was good. And then like just like I mean he was in Civil War, but he was kind of a side character. He wasn't more of a main character. And then he like from there on, he was literally just like Captain America's sidekick. Like that was it. Like in Endgame, he literally just had a gun. He was just shooting
He literally
men.
had a machine gun.
Or
It was.
well, and wait. No, Infinity War and Endgame, both.
Endgame, he barely saw screen time. So,
Yeah.
same
Infinity
with
War, he was in it a
Infinity.
little more, but he just had a gun. So it was just like, okay. But, anyways, yeah, back to the show. He was definitely underused. I liked his storyline way better,
That's
at
what
least
was
from
so.
the.
That's what was even more frustrating. That's what made me realize he was underused, is the fact that his storyline was so good that, like, the fact that he was in therapy and he was
The
checking up on
way they
this.
finished it was just so weak. Oh my God. It had such good potential. Exploring Bucky's past and like the
And
trauma
it
that he's been
finally,
through.
like the thing that WandaVision didn't deliver on was emotion, and I was like crushed by seeing him kill that guy's son and
Yeah.
realizing he had no way of like helping it or writing it other than like trying to assist this man through his daily life and finally admit it to him, but he didn't know how. Like that idea was so good, and they just drop it for a super soldier plot. It was the
Yeah.
most
They
like
literally set up this whole thing
frustrating
and you're
thing.
like, oh, okay, this like I'm gonna like this side, like this plot line way better. And they don't address it again until the last episode, pretty much.
Before we even get into the rest of the episodes or the show as a whole, I am here to fix it. Hire me, Marvel. Remove Carly Morgenthau in the Super Soldier subplot. What I thought the show would be and what it should have been based off episode one is the government doesn't want to accept Falcon being Captain America, which is kind of what they were thinking. Make that the main, one of the main co-plots. And the other one is Bucky dealing with like a character study from dealing with the after effects of being a Winter Soldier. Like, yeah. Why would you not do that? Why, the point of all they did the Super Soldiers for is to have fighting scenes.
Yeah.
But it takes so much time and it's such a mistake.
Yeah. But I feel like also if they did just Falcon versus the government, like that's pretty much been done in every single Captain America movie. But it probably still would have been better. So
you're right. That plot, but they get Super Soldiers have been like, when they brought that back, I was like, again, like we feel like we've done that.
It's just like, and like Zemo was so good in this movie. Like, I like Zemo in Civil War. It's just he did not need to be there.
No.
Or the other plot didn't. They just need to pick. But whatever. Yeah. We've discussed that. I think
we have.
But Zemo in this show was really good, and it was like he actually got a character other than just like, because like he was just kind of like there for like just for the plot, and he was just driving in Civil War at least.
Yeah.
But I like Zemo as a character, and like he was like a cool anti-hero person.
And he's such a human.
And then he dips. Just he's gone. Yeah. Like the Wakandans take him, and he's out of the show. And it's like, okay,
dude. When the Wakandans show up, it's just there to be like, oh yeah, this is their
big. They're literally just there to take him. That's it. Yeah. The Dora Milaje.
I'll say the only good part about him, I think he should have been in it more, but like. The good part about him, like, knowing, like, he didn't try to do anything extra, trying to escape. They didn't add a subplot about him hating being there. Like, he knew he was there just to serve their purpose. And, like, it made him more of a human. He was just there, like, enjoying his time out of prison and being himself. And, like,
yeah,
it was good. It made him a human. And it makes you feel more for him in Civil War because, like, you know, he's crushed. And he almost killed himself at the end, so.
Yeah.
It was a cool
season. Yeah, and I think it was a cool, like, a way to end his character or, like, near the end with, they kind of tied back to something he said in the very beginning. Like he was like, have you visited the Sokovian memorial? And like, that's where Bucky found him at.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that was a cool detail to include.
The good thing as well is his issue was like, he didn't like having superheroes and whatever.
Yeah.
And he gets the last laugh at the end, I didn't realize at first, but he blew up the van of the last.
I forgot that dude was his butler. I thought
I thought they were setting up
John Walker lady person, like the lady that's like with John Walker. I thought it was like
her
person. I don't even know what was happening. I was just like, oh, because I was so confused why they cut to Zemo and then cut away. I was like, what was point of that? And then it was him. I was like, oh,
I didn't know that.
Makes more sense.
I do like
because I forgot that was his brother.
That's probably the last time we see him, and like that's what he wanted.
And then the show, it's just like I feel like the show sets up so many things. And then doesn't finish on it. Like there's the whole thing with they have like this reoccurring thing where the super soldiers are gonna revolt against Carly, and like they tease it, and then nothing ever happens.
The finale.
Yeah, in the finale, they're like they like hesitate, like going, and then they don't do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't know. It's like there could have been so many different, like they could have explored so many paths, and it would have been better. I just feel like for the show. And there was just so many other things. I feel like they tried to tackle too much.
They definitely did.
Like, there was a lot going on. Like, now that I think about it, it was just, like, the Zemo plot line. There was John Walker. There was
I go back on what I said about removing the Flag Smashers because you said that, like, there's a lot going on. You're right. Like, the thing they did wrong is they had too many things to tackle. I don't know if you need to remove that, but, like, the Flag Smashers aren't a bad concept. Like, why wouldn't there be backlash? There always is to something happening. And that's an interesting concept. Like, they like the world post blip or whatever. And whatever.
Yeah. I feel like for like the first time ever, like there was not enough exposition. I was so confused on what their goal was until pretty much like the end of the episode, the end of the show. And I was like, I kind of get it now. Like when there was like the whole speech moment, like I kind of understand what's happening, but it's still really unclear. Like I get that they want to go back to post blip.
They don't even like out by how though. They just wanted to.
Yeah, I don't really get their motivation. It's really confusing. It's just like I don't know, and it's like there's so much. And then there's a whole race subplot. And it's like what? Like, I'm not saying there's something wrong with doing it. It's just like the way they executed it is so just bad.
I didn't even realize till you started talking about this, how much, like, it was literally overwhelming how many plots there were.
Yeah.
Like,
so much they're trying to tackle.
Like, I'm now realizing, like, race is not a bad thing to touch on. I get, like, whatever. But they literally threw that in, like, episode 4, it felt like. Like, I know Isaiah Bradley was earlier, but they made that such a big, like, point of, like, focus.
Well, they had the one thing where it was, like, they talked about the cops. Like,
that was early. Yeah,
I was just, like, a random. I was, like, oh, okay. Like, yeah. I feel like they probably filmed that.
It felt like a reshoot.
Probably, like, yeah.
It was,
like,
a reshoot.
It probably was, because they probably had the race subplot going on, and they're like, oh, why not throw this in? It was just without place.
There's no theme to this show. It was the same as WandaVision. Like, there's just no, like, more, especially with a show like Falcon Winter Soldier, where it's dealing with, like, grief with Bucky and like stepping up to that Captain America, like, bar, like,
yeah,
so many things they could have explored, and they just did it all at once, so you don't actually have a main focus.
Yeah, and then there's, like, I thought it was kind of interesting. Touch on the financial aspect of the blip.
Oh yeah,
calling it that. It's just, why did they not call it the snap?
I don't know.
Okay. Like, where like, it was episode 1 when they're, like,
at the bank.
Yeah. But then it just turned into the boat, and it was like the boat took up maybe like a fourth of the show. No, like sixth.
Yeah, it was definitely
a lot. They were just there.
Like, why is his sister even there? Like, I don't even
to, like, flirt with Bucky.
Should be there for, like, episode 1 is, that should have been, like, the limit of that, just to show that, like, yeah, like, what happens when people come back? Like, how do you handle that? Like, show that there's struggles there, and focus on something else. And Bucky's thing with the Asian guy, like, that's in episode 1. They take a break for 5 episodes, and then the 6th one in the last, like, 5 minutes,
they choke. It's so bad the way they went. Oh my god, it's just like, why did he just walk up and he's just like, yeah, I killed your son. And then he left. It's like, what?
Yeah, it was not. And he just looked, like, stunned. And
like, he didn't explain it at all. It's like, what? Oh, okay. Like, I get that, like, it's probably, like, even if he explained it, it wouldn't change the fact that he did it. And it's like, he's still going to feel guilty. Like, I get that's probably what they were trying to go for. But it's just like,
he seems like such a jerk from our
Okay, yeah. You just, I don't know. Oh, God.
Yeah, no, they messed up on that one. And then Falcon, do I call him Captain America? I don't know. I don't have an issue with that, I guess. I just thought they didn't handle it very well. We haven't even talked about John Walker, but we'll get into that. But Falcon being Captain America, whatever, I don't care. Like, I would rather it be him than Bucky. I know a lot of people want Bucky, but, like, that is so stereotypical, and so, like, why not do something for Falcon? Falcon needs something as well. We talk about how Bucky's underused. Like, Falcon's got nothing to do in the past.
Yeah, I was talking about it because my brother watched the show, and he was just, like, he, like, kind of forgot the movies, and he, like, forgot Falcon was a character.
I could see that. I mean,
like, he was like, oh, this guy's, like, important now. It's like, yeah, I mean, he was kind of just, like, not really.
Why not give him something to do? Like, I don't.
It's like, he's been in the comics. It's like, it makes sense. Shoot, I was going to say something about Falcon. I don't really remember what. Oh, the whole thing where, like, Falcon is, like, he's a good man, but, like, not a good. Oh, like, well, he's a better man than he's a soldier. Like, that's the whole thing behind Captain America. I thought that was kind of cool, but it was just like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I do like that, because that's the idea behind the Captain America character.
Yeah. It's like, it wouldn't have made sense for Bucky. And Bucky wouldn't even want to take it anyway.
No, he wouldn't. He didn't even want Falcon to. He was like, I don't even understand why they teamed up, if I'm being honest, because Bucky confronted Falcon. He's like, dude, you shouldn't have given away that shield. You don't deserve this, da-da-da. And then you're just like, okay, let's go on an adventure and stop super soldiers. Like, how does that even, like, and I don't care if there's a terrorist group, but, like, why give them super soldier powers at all? Like, did that actually serve as the plot at all?
What, that they just, they can actually fight them.
Yeah, I get that, I guess. Yeah, it's like,
that was kind of it. And, like, I mean, it kind of led into Zemo, but.
But I'm just so
much to tackle. We haven't talked about Sharon or John Carter. There's so much to digest in this show. Shoot, I forgot what I was
wrong just by, like, the super soldier thing, just because, you know how I'm a dead character, but, like, just bringing stuff back, like, I just feel like it takes away from the weight of other movies. And, like, the whole thing was like, oh my god, they might be making super soldiers Civil War. Then Zemo shoots them all, and you find out his plan is just like, I thought that was the end of super soldiers. I thought we were done. And they're just like, oh yeah, this guy exists. Yeah. Incredibly. He's been there the whole time. Oh, also all these people have heroin now, and they can make themselves super soldiers. I was like, oh,
yeah, I don't know. It's just like, it's a show just like, it definitely, like what you said, like it kind of just like ignored other movies. Like Falcon giving away the shield was literally just to drive the plot. Like there's no reason that he should have. Like he was like, oh, like he said, like Steve was wrong. Like what? Obviously yeah. He wasn't. Like yeah, I don't know. It's like he chose you for a reason. It's just he literally just gave it away just to drive the whole plot of like John Walker.
And after he gives away the shield, he continues to do stuff for the government, like missions for them, like tracking down the flag. Like it doesn't change his role giving away the shield. You're right, it's literally the service of law. John Walker.
Yeah. Probably one of the best parts of the show, arguably.
Except when he does a 360 at the end, or one.
Yeah, people like that, and that's like weird. I didn't like it that much.
We watched The Boys. We still got to do a review on that, I think. But the thing that's great about that villain is, like, I'm not saying write Homelander, but Homelander is just insane. Like, there's not that. There's some depth to him, obviously, and they explore that with his past. But the thing that keeps you on edge is you don't know if he's going to blow everyone up around him. Like, he's just such an insane character, and you see him slowly descend to madness. And we saw that with John Walker. Like, you see that he's not.
Yeah, and it's just like you can't write a character arc in a
no redemption
like 30 minutes. Like yeah, you can't. It's just that's not something you do in a show.
Like, why not keep him as like some guy who's insane? Like,
and it's just like I don't know if I'm rooting for him. Like, because I know the person he's like working for, or whoever that lady is. Like, I think she's like a Hydra person. Like, I know she's bad, but like now he's supposed to be good, and it's just really confusing if like I'm like on his side. I don't know. And
yeah, because that's like, the point. It made me feel good when he was talking to his wife or whatever. He was like, yeah, we're back. Then I was like, oh, like he's a human. Like, but then I'm like, wait, no, he's not. Like, they just switched up on me. Like, I felt something, but I shouldn't have, is the problem. Yeah. Like, it was out of place.
And I feel like there was like him killing someone, like, yeah. It makes sense because, like, I'm not like against him. Like, obviously, he shouldn't have done that, but like where he was coming from, like, it made sense, even if he was like a little on edge. Like, it made sense for the character to do that. Like, his friend just died, and it's not like Captain America hasn't killed someone in the past. Like, he could literally kill like 15 people in the beginning of Winter Soldier.
He literally just knocks him off a boat with his shield. Like,
it's just like, it's a point that it's like displayed by the public, and I get that message kind of. But yeah, it's like, but then like he just kind of becomes like a psychopath in the next episode.
They almost write him off. They beat him in a 2v1, like in the beginning.
Yeah, and then he's kind of gone.
Then they do an end credit scene where he's making his own shield. Then he comes back and he's just like trying to kill Carly, but then he has a redemption. Like, he was done. He was very much done. He was out of the show after they beat him, it felt like. And then he just kind of crawled back in.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't really know what else to say. It's just like, they had a really cool concept where it's like a character that you could kind of get where he's coming from, but like, obviously, he's making the wrong decisions, and it's like he's just motivated by the wrong things. And it's
that's the great part of a character like that, is he's a human, like he's literally us. And when he makes wrong decisions, he's not wrong. He's just not doing. He's just not.
Yeah, it's like a human mistake that a regular person put in that position. Like, there's a lot of stress, obviously. So like he's like yeah.
That was what was so great about him, but then they make him he doesn't like. You don't need to have a happy ending with a bow on top redemption for him. Like,
yeah,
nothing wrong. I feel
like they probably could have like extended the whole thing, like of him wanting the super soldier serum. Like, he probably didn't need to get it. He
gets it. Yeah. Like,
yeah. And like, I feel like if that could have been interesting to see him like in a movie or something trying to get the serum, like he's like going, I don't know, maybe.
Sharon.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say about her. It's just like, what? She's bad. Obviously she was gonna be power broker. I'm pretty sure no one was surprised by that twist. She literally just disappears sometimes, and like she's like talking to other people on the phone.
She lives in some like beautiful penthouse.
Yeah, it's like, okay, obviously it's gonna be her. And it was like, okay, I was like starting to believe it wasn't going to be her because it was like,
it was so obvious. Clear. I didn't think so either.
I was like, okay, maybe they're going to have like this cool twist. And they didn't. So then, yeah, she was just like bad. I don't know. Cause like, I feel like it could have probably been explored more and it would have been better. Cause like, you see, like all these characters got impacted by the events of Civil War. And it's like cool to see a character that like took it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Like, he like actually went to the bad side, whatever, but like it wasn't really explained that well. So yeah. I don't know.
It's just, I like the idea of her being like wronged by that and them treating her wrong and like, yeah, you explore the bad side, but I don't buy after being an agent for them for so long and her like mom or aunt is Peggy Carter.
Peggy, yeah.
I don't buy that she would just switch and just be so like, now she's trying to hijack the government or something.
Yeah. Well, hopefully she gets more depth in whatever movie. Yeah. Okay. That's another thing that I am confused about. Like, are they going to be in like a movie? Like all these characters?
That's the issue with this and WandaVision. They're both like launch pads for like 10 different projects. Like,
yeah. Like, okay. WandaVision, it's a little simpler because like all those people can just join the Avengers. Like it's a really simple route for like White Vision pretty much. And
Monica's going
to
be
Monica. They can literally just have specific projects
to be in.
But then it's like, the thing that they set up at Falcon Winter Soldier, like they have to be resolved in like a movie. And like, I don't know if it's going to be in one big movie or what, like they're going to split it up.
Yeah.
Cause like John Walker is like with this lady now, like that's going to be a thing. Maybe he's a villain. I don't really know what they're doing with that, but then Sharon Carter is a villain. Like she's going to be a villain in one of the movies. And I don't know, like, I don't know if she's going to be the main villain or like what's going to happen. But like this is like I don't want to say it needs a season two, like it doesn't, because like the whole thing's resolved. Like he is Captain America, that was kind of the whole point of the show. But like they needed to resolve these issues because they're just kind of like left hanging.
Yeah. No, Monica. Yeah, Monica can be Captain Marvel too, and did it. Like that's the good thing about WandaVision. It's like a leaping point for other projects. Like Wanda's going to be in Doctor Strange, but like these are in their own specific bubble. Like you can't put John Walker at the end of Doctor Strange 2 and be like, oh, time to finish my... No, like, they need to be in their own, like, Falcon and Winter Soldier, Captain America type sphere.
Yeah, so I feel like they're just...
movie.
Yeah. I think there's going to be a lead off into, like, Falcon movies or Captain America movies, whatever. Because they're going to be a Captain America 4, so...
Yeah. I know Kevin Feige's the mastermind behind it all. And he's like, does it not feel like the sequel trilogy a bit? Like different creative control just doing their own. Like, I'm nervous. Like, because Loki is a completely different thing as well. It just feels like they're all not like on the same page.
Yeah, I don't know. So. We'll see, I guess. And then I feel like it's not something that upset me that much, but definitely upset other fans. Like, it's kind of annoying because it's like, like a minor detail that probably should have changed, but like that fact, like, you know how I like changed the title of the show to Captain America and the Winter Soldier? And like people are mad because like the whole point of Bucky's arc is that he's not the Winter Soldier, but then they just like kind of go back on that, and like everyone was saying like they should have been like Captain America and the White Wolf. I agree, like it definitely should have, they probably should have named it that, but like it's like kind of just went back on Bucky's arc.
The name of a movie.
Yeah, I know. That also is like, okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Also, did you remember War Machine was in that show for like 5 seconds?
Oh, yeah, he was there. Oh, we haven't even talked about Isaiah, too. Oh,
I don't even know what to say about, like, I don't have much to say. Like, I guess that's good. Like, Falcon redeemed him. I don't know.
I mean, I thought that part was fine. Like, him building a statue, whatever, like, honoring him. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But then the speech... I can't get behind it. Like, it's like, I know.
Cringeworthy for me,
it's just
bro.
Like 5 minutes long of Falcon just talking.
I thought it was just like disappointed with the finale. And I saw the speech. I thought it was like the cherry on top. So Cameron was watching it, my brother. And I was like, all right, I'll give it another shot. So I was listening to it and I was just like, he's just spraying exposition, but at the wrong time. And Cameron's like,
they're explaining the motivation of the, like they explain the whole motivation of the, people at the very end of the show.
I know, all at once too,
and I still don't understand it, so it's fine.
No, I know. Karen literally looked at me and he's like, what is happening? I was like, I don't know, like he's just telling everything. Then he flies away like he did some. It was so jumbled and not inspirational.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just like, I don't want to like attack it because like it's race and it's like a sensitive subject.
Yeah, of course. Same with
Isaiah. But it's like I support the idea. It's just they did not execute it correctly. And it's just like.
It's, I am behind as much as the next, and I like Black Panther, but like it is so like in your face and out of place, you know?
Yeah.
It's yeah. Because it's not the main focus of the show.
Like, yeah, they exactly. Want you
to think that it is. Like they're it's trying like, so hard to like make.
There are things that have executed race plots very well. Yeah. Like Get Out, amazing.
Things that, yeah, exactly. But there's a whole underlying idea. We love that movie, and that deals with the same thing.
I know, that's like one of my like the more I think about it, the more I want to rewatch it because
it's amazing.
But
it's because they have so many other ideas and concepts going behind it, and then they're just trying to shove that one in your face like they were thinking of that the whole time, but they were not. And
yeah, it's just like, I don't know, they probably, I don't want to say they did it for viewership, but it's like,
I think it's definitely the release time of that with everything
going. Yeah, exactly, that's what I'm saying, like more people are going to get behind the show seeing that. And then like everyone in the crowd is just black. Like everyone is, I was like, okay.
It's not meant to be racist at all, but literally like every chance they get, they like, it was like anti-diversity almost. Like, yeah. But it's okay. Like that didn't offend me. And that was not a fault. It was just like an observation. Like it was very much so.
Like and it made really sense. Like for the boat scene, like the boat. Yeah. I don't know. Like the boat, like they're all black. Cause it was like a community, like a black community. Like it made more sense.
Culture, kinda, you know?
This one was just like, it's like no white people supported him.
Entirety of New York.
Except the senators. All the senators are white.
Yeah, that was, I didn't even reckon. And all the villains were.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, whatever. It's like, I don't know. And there's Falcon's little ear thingies. I don't like.
Why does it do costume. That?
I don't know. His costume design is good. Other than that, it's like
spandex
weird.
Around his head, but then they cut it right here. It's so weird.
And this Falcon, I mean, John Walker's new suit, which is from the comics.
I guess Falcon's arc, besides, like, comparing it to WandaVision, like, I guess it was satisfying, because Wanda didn't have an arc, but then, like, Falcon in the end, it was predictable, but he stepped up to that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that was obviously going to be the main thing in the show, like, him becoming, like, that was the whole point.
Bucky should have been there more, but he did do his thing. Like he checked off the list and he finished therapy. Like,
yeah, but it's just like, it's not really forced. Like, yeah. It was just like, they had this thing and then they kind of just threw it in at the end. It's like there was that one scene where he's like crying. Cause like the thing didn't work on him anymore. And mm-hmm. I thought that was a super powerful moment. And it's just like, they didn't really explore it that much. I feel like they could have just done so much because Bucky's such a complex character and there's so much that you can do with him. And they just kind of threw it like away for this.
He's been in the MCU since 2011 when the first Captain America. And
yeah, literally.
That's the advantage he has over Falcons. He actually has stuff to work with. So you'd think he'd be more complex, but he's not. He's the stereotypical Bucky we've had in every single movie.
Yeah. And I saw this thing where it's like, you know where in Winter Soldier when Cap is like, Bucky, and he's like, who the hell is Bucky?
Yeah.
Like, you know that line? Yeah, it's like, yeah. I saw something, it's like, Bucky's whole plot is like finding out who Bucky is. And I thought that's kind of cool, but like...
Yeah, like his identity.
Yeah, like he's trying to figure out who he is and how he's gonna like go about with the rest of his life after like everything that he's done. I feel like that is what should have been like at least plot B of the show.
The only
I can't even say plot B because there's like five different plots. Like normally a show is like plot A, plot B, like, you know,
there was just like plot A, like, through
yeah
B. No, the one thing is they showed him like trying to date, go on a date with that girl and trying to live a normal life, and that was the one part like that was focused on that. So
everything
many
Bucky things, like, everything Bucky was just good. I liked good. Every part of the show that Bucky was in, he was good.
Everything they like, yeah, it felt like they didn't do enough, but everything that they did do like made me happy.
Yeah,
I'm not even a huge Bucky fan either, and I thought it was.
I know I liked him a lot more in this show.
Yeah,
just like because it was cool. I don't know.
I guess I like Falcon more now. I don't really know.
I don't. Yeah, I don't know.
It's as just, a whole,
I feel like
it was not a bad show, but
yeah, not bad. I feel like we're like kind of roasting it, but like it's definitely it's fine.
Yeah, it is.
You saw it. Like it wasn't. I wasn't really expecting that much more going into it. I thought it was gonna be. the least risky show that Marvel was like going with. It was just gonna be an action show, like of them fighting. I was like, that's pretty much what we got with a little more going on.
That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, the faults that I have with it are not like I had with WandaVision, where it was just things that like outright like offended me. Okay, that's not the right way to say it, but yeah. I was just like, why are they like, what are they doing? And I wanted to punch my screen. Like,
it was just
the show was harmless to
and it just kind of suffered from the same thing. WandaVision was just kind of a fight scene, other than like the last few parts.
It's kind of a fight scene.
I liked how Falcon uses the shield. If we're talking about things we like, I think his fighting style with the shield's cool.
Yeah. <It's good.
laughs> Yeah, I don't know.
Just talking about, like, I kind of got ahead out in like probably 5-10 minutes, but the thing that's like, like the future of the MCU, I'm glad that they're finding their footing. It seems like if this is the start of it, like if this is the worst that it is, then that's good, because this is still like watchable and it's still like MCU content. It's still good. So if this is what it takes to get them on their way for like shows and series, then that's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like they'll get their rhythm soon. Hopefully Loki, because I swear if they ruin the show, I
will actually be mad. It is good. Like it.
Yeah,
it finally
feels like it's actually funny too. Like it's like a good Marvel thing.
Yeah, it feels like Marvel finally.
Yeah,
Falcon Winter Soldier felt more MCU than WandaVision. WandaVision felt like an anomaly. It didn't even, I don't know what it felt like. It was weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
I hope Black Widow is good. Comes out in a month, like less than a month.
It has to be good. Like, it's been delayed by like a year or more. Yeah,
more.
Better. It just like I won't accept that it's not gonna be good. Like I can't. It has to be good.
Yeah, when I went into Falcon Winter Soldier, I was like, all right, good action show, harmless, that, and I got that. Like, I don't want to set false expectations, but I have high expectations for Black Widow, because it is a movie finally, and that's what they're good at. And it's a character, Black Widow. I don't care if she's dead. She's been around, so that's a positive. Like, now I'm throwing that out the window. I just want to see something good.
Yeah. I feel like I was, when I first saw the trailers, I was like, oh, it's just going to be like a classic Marvel movie. But I feel like they're going to do more in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to tackle more stuff than that.
And for people who think we're being too hard on stuff, like, oh, like, after Endgame, but like, Spider-Man Far From Home came out after Endgame, and I love that movie. And that, like, that's what makes me think, like, people are like, oh yeah, they don't know what they're doing after Endgame. It's not true. Like, they've released a project after that. I know that's still considered phase, like, is that, I don't remember what phase that's in.
It's phase 3 still.
Okay.
It's the end of phase 3.
Yeah. All right. I don't know why I couldn't remember that. I didn't know which
one. They always end the phases on, like, a non-important movie. Like, it's really weird. Like, phase 2 was, like, ended with, like, Ant-Man,
Yeah, it did, after Avengers.
Yeah, it was weird.
Anyway.
Or wait, was that phase... Yeah,
that was good. Yeah. So they know what they're doing. It just
Far From Home is just like they perfectly executed what fans needed. Like, it's like people were torn apart. It's like fun movie that everyone would like. And Spider-Man, who's a fan favorite, it was overall a good movie. Yeah,
and
I think they need to do more exploring the blip. And like how it's, I like those parts of the shows so far.
Because they've touched on it for 2 shows, and it's been 3, and like Spider-Man and the 2 shows, and it's good.
Oh, and there's another thing I want to talk about, how like Falcon's like kind of like a celebrity now, and like Bucky isn't, and he's like, I don't know, it's just kind of weird, because I feel like Bucky like should be recognized as an Avenger, but like people really don't. It's more Falcon. I don't know. And it's like Falcon gets all this like recognition throughout the show. Like, Bucky is never once like addressed like that. I don't know.
No, you're like, he's like low key, and not low key. He's low key. Like Bucky definitely does not have celebrity fame or anything. He's not even viewed as a villain after he's like committed crimes, so.
Yeah.
The blip to me is kind of like Order 66 in Star Wars, how they keep revisiting it. Like, I don't hate it because it's like pivotal and it's something that could be explored a lot. So
yeah, but I feel like giving some background to it will definitely be good. Like, it's not like Order 66 where I didn't know what was happening. Like, obviously I knew what was happening,
but
I
think different views.
Yeah. Like how it affected individuals and like, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like that's what Falcon Winter Soldier tried to do.
Yeah, with the fly
spell. It was just really unclear, so. Yeah. That was pretty much our Falcon Winter Soldier review. It's pretty all right. Now talking about, I don't even know if I like more than WandaVision. It's like, it's hard. I think they're like pretty even because they both just really like choked on things that like they could have been good.
They're so different, but so like similar in their.
It's like Bucky Loki carried the show. And it's like, that's the only reason I like it more, to be honest. I think. Yeah. I would say they're probably both sevens.
I'm being honest.
7.5s. Definitely not in the sixes. Definitely not in the eights. It's like 7.5. Yeah. So like not bad, pretty solid for their first attempt at shows, you know. Anyways, that's pretty much the end of our episode.
I mean, like, bummed because like I don't know, Marvel's always been fun to talk about while Star has been controversial, and this isn't controversial yet, but it's definitely not as
I said we were going to talk about the death threats to John Walker and we didn't.
That was the first hint of like toxic fans, like that's not
good. It was just like, wow.
Don't do that.
I don't even know,
the actor did a good job if he made you hate him that much.
That was like, I saw comments, it's like, if you don't like the character, the actor is doing a good job.
He's making you feel that way.
I don't get why people are so pressed. Like, it's obviously his role. It's to be a bad guy, whatever, it doesn't matter. So that was our Falcon Winter Soldier review. If you liked it, go check out our other episodes. If you haven't, subscribe if you want to see future episodes. We're going to be talking about Loki maybe next, because we probably need to get, you know, the episode reviews out of the way. And then Legend of Korra,
yeah, in
the future once Joey watches.
You gotta watch Invincible. That's a good it was good. I promise.
Did you finish it?
I gotta
watch it.
It was good.
I gotta catch up on Bad Batch and then I gotta watch that. We also will talk about Bad Batch. We talked about Clone Wars, right?
We did.
Okay, yeah. So I'll catch up on Bad Batch.
At the end, though.
Yeah, because we already like pretty much almost.
I like what it's doing. It's definitely more of a casual watch, though.
I've seen two episodes.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So we're gonna be talking about Marvel, Star Wars, Avatar, Breaking Bad, The Office. You know, we just have a lot of things lined up that we got to get out of the way. There's going to be fans on the show. Maybe next episode. We'll see.
No, it'll be fun. If we have guests, we can actually, like, have them in person. Yeah, like,
I say fans. I meant guests. Whatever. Yeah, guests in person. That's what we're planning to do. Move in person, maybe. Go check out @podcast_time_times at Instagram and YouTube, where we post clips of our favorite moments of the podcast. They're funny. They're good. They're like the tidbits of our opinion on things. Yeah, just go watch. It's good. If you made it this far, you're going to like it probably. We're going to be more active on there because we haven't posted, you know, in years. So
let me crank them out this summer.
Go do that. Go do subscribe, like everything on all platforms. Everything, always, everything, everywhere. Okay. We're going to head out. Thank you for watching. Goodbye, people of YouTube. Say bye.
Bye. If you disagree with us, tell us so we can fight.
No, don't tell us. I'll kill you. Oh, okay. Goodbye. Okay.